The question was asked, was it a violation of Shabbos to conquer a city? So it says Shammai taught that when the Torah describes the conquering of a city, it says Adri Dita, you will battle it, you will battle the city till you knock it down. And Shammai said, why did the Torah have to tell you till you knock it down? The Torah was saying, even if your battle runs into Shabbos, keep going. This was one of the points that the Sadducees misled the Jewish people during the Second Temple period. There were many Jews who would stop their battles. Josephus records it. They'd say, Shabbos is coming, we can't fight anymore, don't worry, God will save us. And then they'd all get killed. Because the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says when you're at a time of battle, you continue your battle. And even if Shabbos comes, you continue till you win. That's pikuach nefesh, right? Hashem doesn't promise us, you honor the Shabbos and I'll save you. Hashem says, no. You honor Shabbos, but when it endangers human life, then you have to desecrate Shabbos. It's not even a desecration of Shabbos. You do what you gotta do.
But this is the war that they waged.
But Hashem told them what to do. Hashem told them, "Bayom Hashvi, on the seventh day, you'll surround Jericho seven times." Hashem told them to do it.